Welcome back to the Reflex Blues Show. Day two recap from Howe here in San Francisco. We're actually at the exhibit hall for the happy hour sponsored by Appleton Coated, and I have with me Jason Wedekind from Genghis Kern, who's been on the show. You were on the show at last year's recap. We do not have an elevator dinging behind us the entire time, but we do have an open bar.
Indeed. Long lines, open bar.
Now, you're actually handing out a bunch of blank business cards that you worked on with Nina Paper to everybody, I guess, that because people somehow go to conferences to network and forget to bring anything to network with. Is that how this works?
That is true. I've been giving away blank cards for a couple of Howe conferences now, and this time they're branded with myself and Nina on there for people that some people just don't like giving away their $2 business cards, or they run out of them because they give away so many, you know.
But giving away your $2 business cards, people don't mind.
Exactly. And it was a big hit at the show. I've been having people come up to me and show me the ones that they received from other people. So it was fun.
And is this something that you plan to do in the future? I mean, did this go over well enough?
I think so. We'll talk to Nina afterwards. But the connections that people are making with these so-called blank business cards are pretty epic.
And during the day, I mean, you're in Denver. You just run your own letterpress shop, but you also do some design and such?
That is true. I try and split it up, mix it up, half in front of the computer and half getting dirty in the shop.
Now, Jason, what is the event that you're most looking forward to, or that you were looking forward to and has already passed? Like, is there a certain speaker? Was there a certain thing that's happening in the area that you wanted to see? Did you see it?
Well, it's fun seeing old friends. That's one of the big things with Howe, and new friends. This year, I came in here and just looking for a little recharge, and I got it. And whether it's the creative exercises that people are throwing at you, just trying to mix up what I do day to day, it's been good.
It's wonderful. And what's going on tomorrow? Like, tomorrow's the final day, and then there's a little bit on Wednesday to wrap it up. So we're what are we, about halfway through with this thing?
I think we're over halfway, and I'm going to do what I do every day, which is try and find the thing and read it and decide where I'm going to go.
That's good. That is not a bad idea. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Donovan.
And we have over here David Ashcroft from BDI's Creative. David, where are you from, actually?
Montana, Bozeman, to be exact.
And you're another one of those Howies, much like Jason over here, from what I understand.
I am, and it's been, let's see, this is my fourth year, so been around the block a couple times.
Is it four consecutive, or have you broken it up among over, you know, a longer period of time?
No, I've done four consecutive, so I started in Denver, which was my first.
What was the event from this one that you were kind of looking forward to the most?
I don't know if it was one event particularly, but one of the goals I had was to put faces with all the Twitter people that I know. So I got to meet Jessica Walsh and finally listen to Vaughn, Glitcha, and finally go to Stefan's presentation. So that was nice.
Now, even though we're only halfway through, how is this ranking compared to the last three Howes that you've been to?
It's different because this is the first time I'm supporting it myself versus my employer.
Oh, so you got like money on the line. So now you're like hypercritical. Before, like, everything's great. Now it's like, I don't know, it could be better. I'm paying for this stuff.
That's true. It's always harder on someone else's dime.
What's the next big thing? Like, what did you see today that you were most impressed by?
I really enjoyed Stefan's talk on boot camp. That was really fun to kind of break up the norm instead of just sitting there to really interact with everyone around you and kind of collaborate on something real fast in a half an hour.
All right, well, thank you very much, David. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Donovan.
And David brought along Bridget Ashcroft. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. What do you do then? I mean, we all know Mr. Beady Eyes over here, but what do you do during the day?
I am art director for Mountains and Minds magazine for Montana State University.
And how many issues is this like an annual thing? Is this a monthly thing? Is this a weekly?
Twice a year we publish.
Twice a year, and where do people go to find out more information about this?
You can go to montana.edu to find out more about the university and find out more about the direct website to the magazine is montana.edu/mountainsandmines.
Wow, you actually remember that off the top of your head. Very nice. Well, now, did you come to this event to actually get something for, is this like a work thing? And what were you looking to learn while you were here?
It was for work. The biggest impetus was that we are considering shifting the magazine to a web-based interactive publication. And so kind of exploring what that might mean and what that might look like. We have some other initiatives that are coming down the pike. We may be redesigning our website as a whole and that kind of thing. So as a predominantly print designer, I was kind of looking for some...
You were looking for, yeah, that sort of impetus to kind of move in that direction. Well, I'm going to tell you right now that the web's just a fad. It's still going away. Everything's actually, it's not going back to print. It's going back to straight newsprint is what I'm going to say.
Do you think we can renovate Rubylith and all that as well?
You know, I think Rubylith is gone, but I think Amberlith has real potential in there. But they ain't both coming back, and that Amber's just got it's got a nicer tone to it.
I'd agree.
All right, well, is there been any one speaker that you've really hit on that you've enjoyed so far? Or if not, is there something that you're looking forward to finding tomorrow?
You know, I did a talk with, it was called Type or Consequence. I don't remember what the speaker's name was. I feel kind of bad about that. But I found that one was pretty nice. And I really did like the keynote. I mean, part of it is what they talk about, but part of it was sort of the awe of walking into a room with 1,000 other creative people. And
oh, I think it's more like 3,000 from what I gather, yeah.
I'm from Montana. We estimate low, I don't know.
That's fair. Well, Bridget, we thank you for your time and look forward to seeing you later in the conference.
Sounds great, thank you.
I have with me Marty Cartmell now from Full Circle Press, and you guys are a letterpress shop. Where's Full Circle Press located?
It's in Grass Valley, California.
And I hear they gave you an apron with the logo and everything, and you're walking around acting like you work there, but really you're just like hauling equipment or you're doing grunt work for the company?
That's correct. I don't do anything else except grunt work.
Have you guys done this before? Is this the first year that you've been to Howe?
This is the first year I've been to Howe, but I think these guys have been to Howe for several years, actually.
Now, seeing the environment here with all these creatives, does that give you a better feel for what the people you know actually do at Full Circle Press, or does it actually make you think maybe they don't work at all?
No, now I understand a lot more of what they do. I didn't understand it at all until I got here, but now I understand a lot more of it.
Because, yeah, I mean, you're coming from outside the design influence altogether, and you've just been inundated with designers. What kind of experience has this been for you?
It's been a great experience for me. It's been hard to fill out a lot of the surveys and stuff because they ask me what kind of design work that I do, and I just have no idea what to tell them.
Yeah, that's fair. I love it. Well, we're going to talk to next. Liz is here, and she's actually the one that's... Now, is Liz actually in charge of Full Circle Press? Right? How big is the operation there?
There is 5 whole people that work there, and they're like the land of misfit toys, actually. But it is quite the operation, and they pull off incredible feats of printing.
Well, Marty, we appreciate you getting to tag along. I'm a little envious. I would have loved to do something like this, too, just kind of hang out with letterpress people all day and act like I know what I'm doing.
You, my friend, would fit right in for sure.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.
All right, Liz, I think we were just talking to Marty, who I don't know if he just stole an apron or if he actually is with your team or not.
He stole the apron.
Now, where do can we all find these aprons? Because they look good.
You like them? Well, there's 3 left, but we're going to have to arm wrestle for them.
Well, I may lose out on this one. What are you guys promoting over there? Like, what is it that that you guys do in the industry that's different like than any other letterpress shop around?
We are a commercial letterpress shop that's been printing for 21 years, in business for 21 years. Judith Berliner, who is the owner and printer, has been printing since she was 14. Her dad was a religious book printer and was in the town that we live in, the DA, who co-authored the Miranda Rights.
Oh, so basically he just kicked down all the other letterpress people and left you as the only one there, probably.
No.
No comment, I understand.
No comment. We're not really as much of a boot. We don't do any, we do a lot of design, but not, we don't promote that. We get a lot of the jobs pre-designed, and we focus on printing en masse.
Okay, and I mean, you guys just print for other designers, basically, then. But, I mean, you'll print, you'll design if someone asks, but it's not right. Your main business?
Right. We print pretty big jobs, like Jack Dorsey's card for Twitter, and a lot of high-end, a lot of foil jobs for Apple. And
what is the most exciting project you've personally gotten to work on? Was there anything that came through the door and you're like, I really want to work on that because it looks fun?
Well, someone was parking really bad, and so I thought, oh, I'm going to design a card that says you park like shit and have it look like a really fancy business card.
I love it.
So we can print money, too.
Well, I mean, is it legal dollars or does it even matter?
Well, in this day and age, it might matter because those $5 bills are starting to get looked at.
But yeah.
We could print $1,000 bills, probably.
Probably.
If we get a good designer.
Okay, well, I think Photoshop's even got it set up to where, like, if you scan in money, it'll stop you. It won't. it really is in the software where you cannot scan in, like, actual, like, dollars and stuff. So you gotta be really a good designer.
Yeah, I'm just kidding, by the way. We don't print money. Just kidding.
But you do print business cards that tell people how bad their parking skills are.
Yes.
Okay, and how many of these do you give out? Do you give these out, like, have you given out any out since you've been here in San Francisco?
Well, my partner, one of the girls that I work with, has really nice cards that say, you can park better, try harder, something like that.
So she's the good cop, you're the bad cop?
I'm the bad, naughty one.
All right, well, we would thank you very much for your time. we'll run by your booth here in a little bit, and do you guys got a full letterpress setup over there? Are you guys running stuff?
We're running on a tabletop press called a Sigwalt, and if you'd like, you can come over and print your own bookmark on it.
Oh,
on movable type.
What is the weight of this thing? Like, how did you, like,
400 pounds.
How do you have to ship that freight? Did you have to drive it in? I mean, you can't just carry that on, right?
It's carried by Marty, this man right here.
Oh, that, now we understand how he got the apron. Well, now I'm also wondering, I don't think I want one of those aprons if I have to move this thing, so.
Yeah. Careful what you wish for.
All right, we'll catch you over there in a little bit, and I'll see if I can keep my fingers after running this press.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
Thank you. And is it just fullcirclepress.com?
Yes.
All right, fullcirclepress.com. Thank you very much.
Full-circle-press.com, actually.
Oh, a double dash.
Just a dash.
No, I mean, one dash, two dashes total? Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, I'm starting to comprehend it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, we're back with David Ashcroft, and I don't know, man, but I think it's time to go check out, and I think there's at least two letterpress machines that we can run ourselves, because Nina's got one as well. It's a tiny one. And then these guys here, so that's a lot of letterpress in one shop, because these things don't move very easily.
Like a race to the finish, then? You take one, I'll take the other?
I'll take the light one, you take the 400-pound one. Besides, Marty looks like he could
take out a kneecap?
Yeah, he's got experience in guys trying to steal that press from him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they don't get very far.
All right, thanks, David. Thanks, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with the recap, probably right before the closing ceremony, and then I think we'll have one more that we'll record the final day, and then we'll release these podcasts that we've been recording during the day over the next few months.
Thanks for listening to the Reflex Blue Show. For more information, visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show was created by Donovan Beery and Nate Voss. Music by Ben Luters.